Part 4. Part 4 consists of two tasks. You'll hear five short extracts in which people are talking about problems related to their work. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H the problem each person encounters. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H each person's current feeling. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
The weird thing is that up to quite recently, I used to really love being in the theatre business, so it never seemed much of a hardship earning next to nothing and holding meetings in an office the size of a shoebox. But somehow, over the past year, the gloss seems to have worn off a bit, and now I've realised I'm just being taken for granted. I feel as though my spirit's been broken. It's awful. I don't blame anyone for it. We've had no actual rows, but I won't put up with it. It won't be easy entering the job market all over again, though.
Speaker 2.
Normally I'd say I thrive on deadlines and pressure from clients, but it does all build up, and recently I've been prone to fairly severe headaches in the office. Don't get me wrong, I'm fine outside work, I can chill out with the best of them, but I do have a lot on my plate, as you'd expect at my level in the company, and it's probably too much to handle, if I'm honest, especially with my current project. I can't wait to see what happens when I implement my new time management plan at work. It's hardly rocket science, but I'll be devastated if it doesn't work.
Speaker 3.
The thing that finally made me flip was being told to move into a new office, which was patently unsuitable for the project I was working on. That was on top of a whole series of other ridiculous demands, so the trouble was it just all came to a head, and the people in charge simply refused to take responsibility for it. We had a number of bitter exchanges and I ended up seething with rage. I still feel that way, but I'm determined not to just accept it, although I have no idea what I should do about it. It all happened so fast. You can bet I won't be leaving, though, because I love the work.
Speaker 4.
I'm rapidly reaching the end of my tether. I haven't lost my cool with a customer yet, but it'll happen soon. It's just too much, being expected to run my department without a reliable flow of data. My line manager's been very supportive, I'll give her that. And she's been on at the technicians to sort it out, so I've done my bit, but nothing's happened yet. And the final straw is when I'm deluged with supposedly helpful emails from other departmental heads about how to cope. What do they know about it? They go on and on about how disastrous it is, as if it's my fault. Luckily, I've got a great team under me.
Speaker 5.
Well, I'm not sure what my options are. She's got such a bee in her bonnet about this internal promotion that you just can't reason with her, so I haven't tried to talk her out of it. I really don't want to get her into trouble by reporting her to management for that row yesterday. It would ruin morale in the office. I suppose, in the end, we might both get a small pay rise and a new job title. If she isn't satisfied with that, and I have a feeling she won't be, I'll have to raise the whole issue with the boss and let him resolve it.
Now you'll hear the recording again. Speaker 1.
The weird thing is that up to quite recently, I used to really love being in the theatre business, so it never seemed much of a hardship earning next to nothing and holding meetings in an office the size of a shoebox. But somehow, over the past year, the gloss seems to have worn off a bit. And now I've realised I'm just being taken for granted. I feel as though my spirit's been broken. It's awful. I don't blame anyone for it. We've had no actual rows. But I won't put up with it. It won't be easy entering the job market all over again, though.
Speaker 2.
Normally I'd say I thrive on deadlines and pressure from clients, but it does all build up, and recently I've been prone to fairly severe headaches in the office. Don't get me wrong, I'm fine outside work, I can chill out with the best of them, but I do have a lot on my plate, as you'd expect at my level in the company, and it's probably too much to handle, if I'm honest, especially with my current project. I can't wait to see what happens when I implement my new time management plan at work. It's hardly rocket science, but I'll be devastated if it doesn't work.
Speaker 3.
The thing that finally made me flip was being told to move into a new office, which was patently unsuitable for the project I was working on. That was on top of a whole series of other ridiculous demands, so the trouble was it just all came to a head, and the people in charge simply refused to take responsibility for it. We had a number of bitter exchanges and I ended up seething with rage. I still feel that way, but I'm determined not to just accept it, although I have no idea what I should do about it. It all happened so fast. You can bet I won't be leaving, though, because I love the work.
Speaker 4.
I'm rapidly reaching the end of my tether. I haven't lost my cool with a customer yet, but it'll happen soon. It's just too much, being expected to run my department without a reliable flow of data. My line manager's been very supportive, I'll give her that. And she's been on at the technicians to sort it out, so I've done my bit, but nothing's happened yet. And the final straw is when I'm deluged with supposedly helpful emails from other departmental heads about how to cope. What do they know about it? They go on and on about how disastrous it is, as if it's my fault. Luckily, I've got a great team under me.
Speaker 5.
Well, I'm not sure what my options are. She's got such a bee in her bonnet about this internal promotion that you just can't reason with her, so I haven't tried to talk her out of it. I really don't want to get her into trouble by reporting her to management for that row yesterday. It would ruin morale in the office. I suppose, in the end, we might both get a small pay rise and a new job title. If she isn't satisfied with that, and I have a feeling she won't be, I'll have to raise the whole issue with the boss and let him resolve it.
That's the end of part 4. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.